Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for checking out our podcast. Indulge me. My name is Felicia. I'm from Houston, Texas. On this podcast, I will be talking about being a mother, relationships, teaching, my favorite shows, and of course, all things Beyonce and so much more.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sharnay, a mother of three from the small town of Grosseteste, Louisiana. And on this podcast, I'll be talking about life with a son of special needs, marriage, and whatever else I feel is an important topic that I have experienced and can relate on. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, y'all. It's your girl, Ilya, hailing from the capital city of Louisiana. I'm coming at you with all things wonderful, whimsical, and worldly. I know you want to hear about it. Hell yeah.
And this is Jermaine Watson. I'll be rounding out our motley crew by coming with a verbal rundown of facts, news, politics, all things television and movies, and the occasional debauchery. My job is to always ask if we are helping to make your life better. Through our varied interests, we hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, and motivate you. Welcome to Indulge Me.
Hello, Indulge Me listeners. Today, we are talking about Christmas chaos.
Who shall begin?
Okay, so Christmas chaos. When I think of Christmas chaos, I think of... like all the chaos that the Christmas holiday brings. You have to go around family that you probably don't want to be around. Think about, you know, being in a relationship and having to invite them to family get-togethers and, you know, stuff like that. Or just like having to deal with Christmas after like losing a family member and having to deal with all of that. That's something that I think of when I think of Christmas chaos.
Or some drunk motherfuckers who don't know how to handle their liquor.
Right. So, Christmas chaos, naughty, nice, or whatever. I'm more under the whatever. But on a serious note, like Fifi said, being single, what do the lonely do? Yeah. So, there's a whole nother category for that, as well as dealing with family members that are no longer with us. For me, that's a really, really valid point that I actually dealt with for quite some time with going home for the holidays because my father was no longer there. So Even now, they're like, oh my God, you're staying past 2 hours? That's so great, you know, because normally I'm coming in and I'm like, hey, and I'm skirt, speeding off because I don't want to be there because it's just a reminder that he's not, so... For me, that breakdown will be something I'll be able to kind of more so speak to because that's what resonates with me as far as Christmas chaos goes.
Yeah, I agree. I remember when my father passed, I think I was 13, so I think I was in 7th grade, but I was going to 8th grade. And I remember we had to write like a letter or something about Christmas. Or no, we had to write a letter about someone that was important to us, and I remember writing about my dad. And so my teacher pulled me to the side and she was like, oh my God, your story made me cry. And so she just talked to me and she said, you know, when someone like a parent dies and you have to deal with the holidays coming up, just try to, like, you have to have a new tradition so that you don't feel bad that they're not there. So, like, do something new. That way, like, that can be the new tradition. I don't know. Whatever she said made me feel good. I guess it made me feel better about like not having my dad there for Christmas and stuff like that. So I understand like where you're coming from.
It gets better though.
Yeah.
I mean, when the holidays come, it still kind of blows, but it gets easier as the years pass. So not to be a drag and a downer. So let's go ahead and get out of that because, you know. Because
then we'll all be in here crying.
Yeah, probably just not messing up this good furniture. So, Christmas chaos. What about when you have multiple significant others? So who gets the time? Who finds out that they are the side piece on Saturday.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Well,
so let's speak to that a little bit. So how does that go, you know, for someone who has multiples in their life, finding out what your place is when the holidays come around?
Ooh. That's never been my situation.
Me either.
Personally, I'm a bad... far from average, so me either. I'm just here for those people. For those people who have the unfortunate experience of dealing with that during the holidays,
that's another way of saying you're lonely. And right. Add on top of that, or you're alone, right? So now, on top of being alone, you find out that you the lowest one on the totem pole.
Right. You're the plankton on, you know, on the line. Like,
so that's insult to injury. It is. That's like a double whammy. I don't know. Like that again, that's never been my experience, but I have been lonely for Christmas. And that shit sucked. Like to the point where like I was in my hometown, Villeplate. Mm. So I was just like, fuck, I'm driving to Baton Rouge. Wasn't shit going on in Baton Rouge, so I drove to New Orleans. What shit going on there? So fuck, I drove all the way back.
So this shit no longer feel chaotic. We gonna just keep finding places to go.
So when you say you were lonely, like because of family, or like you didn't have a significant other to be with? Or
I didn't have a significant other. So it was like, it was that time where I was no longer in like high school. Okay. Right, so like I wasn't gonna be around my mom, right? Because mm-hmm. that phase has, you know, come and gone. But I was in college, and so it was like I had to find something to do. And all of my friends, you know, they came home, but they had other things that they were doing, right?
Right.
But I didn't really want to be with my family. Like I was grown. I was in college.
I need a warm body here. Hey, hey.
And that was
will there be one?
Even if for the night. Like I just felt like for real, that's really why I was leaving.
Right.
Like
I wanted
speed
on
in
this
thing.
Look.
Trying to find a warm body.
Look.
And then nothing happened, and so I was like, fuck, this is like the worst shit ever. So it was like, at that point, I was just like, growing up sucks.
Yeah. You find out, but then, you know, you find other ways to amuse yourself. But we're going to move straight on past that, because I don't feel like Jermaine calling me nasty again today. Christmas chaos. When you are not with the parent of the person you have a kid with, and then the holidays come around and they got their fresh weave in, or either their fresh haircut, and they're looking kind of good, you know, under that mistletoe. How do you handle that?
That might be my experience this year. No, let me stop. I don't know. I've never experienced that before.
Why you? I feel like this is turning into a segment of Never Have I Ever. And I don't think this is how this was supposed to go. But since this is where I'm steering us, I've experienced that. Obviously, the love or connection of sorts, even if it's just a sexual connection or attraction, whatever, would have to already be there. Of course, like Jermaine spoke to, during the holidays, you do get sort of lonely. And right. Speaking as somebody, which he doesn't refer to me as a baby mama, but as a mother of a child, you know, with someone, when those holidays roll around, you see that person at, you know, the family gatherings, or you go to exchange gifts with family and stuff like that, you see that other person, you're like, oh, mm-hmm. You know, the sweater looks kind of nice on so-and-so, or, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, you get to thinking and drinking. Mostly drinking and not so much the thinking part of it. And just in my experience, I feel like, you know, you catch that one glimpse of that person in that right moment, you get vulnerable and, you know, right. You start speeding down memory lane in the wrong lane, going down a one way. And before you know it, you know, you bent over the Christmas tree and... the eggnog's almost gone, and you've done it again for the third year in a row for every holiday. So I'm being silly, but halfway serious. It happens. It happens because you do. I agree with you 100%, Jermaine. You get lonely.
Or even if it has like nothing to do with your child or whatever, when you are lonely and you say you won't go mess with nobody, or you say you won't go mess with that person, but then you're alone on Christmas, and so it's like you just send that text message, and it kind of starts things back up again. Right, when you know that you shouldn't.
That's that favorite one. Hey.
Right.
Doesn't have to be much. Just that reel you in text, just to say hi. You know, right. And get things rolling. But you're right. It's just hey, right. I wasn't gonna.
So are y'all are y'all talking like generally, or like these things actually happen for you at Christmas?
Oh no, this has really happened for me at Thanksgiving, at Christmas.
Yeah.
So none of that shit ever happened to me at Christmas, like ever.
I've definitely had it happen for a few holidays, like. I don't know. And not saying that I don't care about this person, or that, you know, we probably won't ultimately just end up together anyway. But and during the holidays, you are more humbled. I guess I'll say that. That's a good way of putting it. You're humbled. It makes you think a little bit more. And you're in your feelings, as they like to say now, a whole lot. You really, really are really deep in your feelings. So it's like, damn, maybe I just need to give such and such a second look. Maybe I was just tripping.
No.
You've never experienced that.
No. Because for me, like, it's like, if I break up with you,
fuck you.
Yeah, not forever. It's just like, I'm not going to put myself in that situation, because I know me. Is we gonna be in a relationship, and I don't.
Right. Christmas chaos.
But look, okay, so kind of piggybacking off of what you said earlier, you like find a new tradition. So like, and I kind of said something on a previous podcast. I was just like, you know, when all of our mothers had died, it was kind of like, well, what are we gonna do? And so like we were all frantically trying to figure out what we were gonna do. Mm-hmm. And so we just decided, hey, you know, one of us in my hometown, she has like this huge garage, and so she was just like, everybody come to my house. And so that's what we did. So, like, everybody just went to her house, and that became our Christmas tradition. But at the same time, I have some family members, my sister, who cannot hold her liquor. And so she says all kind of dumb, random shit. And, like, everybody's just like, get your sister. And I'm like, but I can't, because I don't want to, you know, I really don't want to deal with her. And so like it just kind of becomes like this thing, because my sister really says, like as much as y'all say, like I say some hurtful shit, my sister, like the shit that comes out of her mouth, she don't even realize it. Like she's telling you that you a dirty, nasty, filthy motherfucker, and why are you on this earth? Like that's really how my sister comes at you.
Wow.
And it takes everything for people not to be that.
Now, if like she did get her ass beat, were you going to jump in or no?
No. Because she asked for it. She really did.
I'll allow it. Christmas chaos when your cup runs over.
For my 40th birthday party, she got drunk and she told somebody.
Your 25th birthday party?
Yeah, So she told somebody that she graduated with. Now, all of this happened in Baton Rouge, right? So, like, everybody from everywhere is coming. So, she told somebody that she graduated with, you a pussy. You a fucking pussy. And, like, she really, like, expected the dude just to take the shit.
you don't like West pet names?
Hmm? Right. Well, what he do?
He really didn't do anything. Like, everybody was drunk, first off. But everybody was just like, please. That's who she is. Let it go. And so, like, I found out about it, and I'm drunk. And so I come outside, like, hey. That's my sister. You know she crazy. And, you know, he was just like, all right. But he left.
Okay.
But it was just, like, it really could have gone from here to there quick.
So I have an issue with this, because you didn't think that you was going to meet us and be friends with us. You couldn't have, like, looked us up on Facebook and found us and say, hey, I'm having a 40th birthday party. I mean, you could have thought about us, even though you didn't know us yet. But still.
Telepathy. What the fuck are we, Sense8 now? Come on.
No, but the shit was tight, because I had, like, instead of playing baseball. It was like these big pools of water, and it was like a kickball.
I feel like I've seen pictures.
Yeah, well, videos.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like that's what we were doing. We were in the backyard, that's cool. Music, and then people were like in the house drinking and eating, and yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I had relatives come in from my hometown, and they cooked and.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Ooh.
Well, we were talking about Christmas. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, we're not talking about Christmas anymore?
No, we are.
Your birthday is Christmas, darling.
Because you're a gift to us.
You are a gift to us and to the world. Right. They need to know. September is Christmas now. God damn it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Give Virgo all your truth. Any more chaos?
Christmas chaos. It's about to be chaos this Christmas because
don't come till after Christmas.
Yes. But no, like when you have family members who don't get along and you have to like you wanna enjoy yourself for Christmas but you know it's about to be drama. And it's like, do I go and put myself in that and put my kids into that, or do I just like stay home and actually have it?
Well, you put it on the timeline and you make sure, you know, you let your kids know, hey, we'd rather go see such and such, but for a minute. And then, you know, let them have I would suggest let them have the experience, but either put it on a timeline up front or the first sign, because there are signs. You always know when it's about to take a turn. You just be like, okay, well, it's been so fun, blah, 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 yada, 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 hug, 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 lie, and leave. You know.
I like that.
For real, like. Because there are signs. Like, I've had my uncle at a family function, like, literally grab my first cousin by her neck. I mean, he was coked out. But literally grab her by her neck and throw her up against the refrigerator, like, at my grandma. Like, it gets nasty.
Yeah.
It does. So.
So, what happened? I mean, I don't want the details, but, like, after, you know, throw her on the neck, what happened?
He left. I mean, I wasn't present for, because this is again one of those fine, you know, my family calls me Tisha or something like that. So one of those moments where Tisha distanced herself beforehand and just didn't even show up. So this was the recount from other family members about what happened. He ended up leaving. Nobody really jumped in to help her. She like fought him though, and he left. From, you know,
why do you think no one jumped in to help her? I'm trying to figure out if it's a situation like my sister.
Well, no. On that side of the family, it's predominantly female. So a lot of them were just afraid of him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whereas I, like, y'all know me. I'm really laid back. I'm cool. I'm sweet. I'm nice.
But
like,
you would've.
I'm the family member that everybody's like, I'm so glad you weren't here. Because it's like, I don't care if we're going to have a duel, a fight to the death. Like, I'm not going to watch you physically assault another female, like, even though I'm female as well, like, I'm not gonna just watch you handle her like that, you know, to where lamps are gonna get thrown, dishes gonna get broken, grandma is gonna write me out of the will that we don't have, you know, because, like, we gonna make this count. We gonna make this a holiday to remember.
But where did this come from where men just feel like they can put their hands on women? Like, I don't understand that. When did this happen?
I feel like I only have the South to refer to because this is where I'm from, but I find working in the schools here that the little boys are extremely comfortable with hitting the girls. I see that a lot here now across the board in my family. None of the other men are like that. So I attribute his to his cocaine addiction or whatever other drugs he's found at the time, you know, so I attribute that aggression to that.
So do you think, let me just extrapolate or analyze.
Okay.
Do you think that because of the situation here in Baton Rouge, similarly, that has bred a culture where it's okay to put their hands on
I do
women?
Pop the music, you know, environment. Yeah, I do. I do feel like it's made okay. Like, but again, I don't have another area to compare it to because all I know is the South. I've not worked in a school outside of Baton Rouge. I've went to a school outside of this area, and in schools, girls and guys, I mean, you're kids, so it happens, but it wasn't like it's cool. It wasn't okay, you know, but
I feel like now, like with stuff like that, people just feel like, oh, he hit her, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's like
no regard
for it. Yeah. I don't know. Because even, like, growing up, I've seen a lot of that happen. And I don't know, like, I don't know why men think that they think it's okay, or why even girls think it's okay to put their hand on men. Like, they're so much stronger than you. Like,
I think about... She would slap a dude like it was nothing. And it was like, mama.
You might want to chill out.
Yeah. Like, I'm 14, mama. Like,
because think about it like this, like, with Daniel, how do you have that conversation with him? Like, if a little girl puts her hand on, hits him, and, like, what, he just takes it? Because I have to think about that with TJ. Like, what do I tell him?
Well, first, like, he's like a gentle giant. Mm-hmm. Like, he's super, like, sensitive. He's just going to be like, oh, I must have done something to you. Okay. That's, like, number one. But then after that, like, probably, like, as he gets older, I'm certain, like, that's going to be a conversation. But, and I know that his grandfather is much the same way as me. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you don't do that. Like, whatever the situation is, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel comfortable and confident that that is not going to be an issue for him.
Like, the conversations, like, with a couple of the boys I've had at the school when it's happened, because it's happened a lot last year.
Yeah.
For the school year, like, I remember a conversation I had very clearly, like, hey, this may be the wrong or inappropriate advice for me to give you, but I'm going to tell you like this. It's extremely corny, you know, and inappropriate for you to put your hands on a female like that. I said, worst case scenario, restrain her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, bear hug her if you have to, but at no point is it going to be okay for you to just punch and hit on a female like that.
Right.
Like, that's not cool. It's not okay for her to do it either, but by nature, you guys are stronger. That's just how we're designed. So if you have to, restrain her. I don't think anybody's going to look at you as less of a man if you have to restrain a woman
to slap her.
Right.
Yeah.
Or slapping her in the face or punching on her. That's never going to be acceptable for me. You know, now if she's coming at you with a knife or something else, that's a different scenario. But if you can, just restrain her. You know, just punching on her and all of that. I can't get with it. I've experienced the physical altercations with males frequently. I've had way more fights with males than I have with females, but I've always kind of had a really loose mouth.
Yeah.
But, you know, or even seeing one of my friends in high school be physically assaulted by her male boyfriend, you know, and having to deal with her being angry with me for, you know, coming to her aid and, you know, all these other things. But just watching it for me is, like, unacceptable. Like, I can't get with that.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to just kind of stay in your place and just be like, oh, you know, everything's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not. It's not cool. So
I agree. Christmas hopefully ain't nobody getting beat on Christmas that we have to deal with.
Hopefully not. It's just, you know, hopefully the creditors will stop calling. Christmas chaos. Hopefully on Christmas they'll get the idea, you know, hey, please don't call me. You won't be getting an answer. Maybe from my twin. I'm L. My twin is M. So maybe M, N, O, or P will answer the phone, but it won't be on me on Christmas. That's another chaotic. Please stop calling me during the holidays, Sally, Nelly. It's not going to happen for you.
Okay, Christmas chaos. I think your parents experienced a little bit of Christmas chaos, which is why y'all were born in September. So... how do you deal with getting knocked up in during the winter holidays? Because that was you.
What?
Well, okay, so Daniel was born in September. When was Layla born?
November.
Okay. But, you know, Christmas time is usually when you have a lot of, you know.
I just think, well, that's like
she's
another
so cute,
idea
she can't
that
even
had.
Say it. A lot of you know, when you get together and you kind of share body parts,
you know,
whatever.
No. So, no, it's like, with alcohol, because that was like another thing. So, like, alcohol kind of like does certain things to you. And so you're much more apt to actually have sex.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like a lot of babies are born, you know, 9 months later.
Right.
But, I mean, I just, that that's just what happens because you're drunk and you really don't care. So
you
put your shit wherever you want.
Just pull it to the side. We're not covering anything up. We're not saving leftovers.
But
yeah.
But any more chaos?
Any more Christmas chaos? I think we've indulged everybody quite enough. It's been quite chaotic between the sex and the death and the beatings, the loose mouths. Yes. I think we've covered a lot of ground, guys.
Loose mouths.
Well,
did I miss something? I missed something.
That's the next segment. Loose mouths. Do you like it?
Okay. Well,
Fifi blushing.
Well, everyone, thank you for indulging us. This is Jermaine Watson.
Hell yeah!
In H-Town, Fifi.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Indulge Me. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to us from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact us directly by emailing indulgeme2018@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to indulgeme2018@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to Indulge Me.